The Kinsey Institute's 5th annual Juried Art Show is going on now through July 30th at Indiana University's Sofa Gallery. Like the Institute itself, the exhibit explores sex, gender, and reproduction, with many pieces complicating the traditional definitions. However, there is one piece on display that is not only blurring the lines between genders, but also those between the artist and the subject. Artwork's Ariana Prothero has more.
Over the din of gallery-goers at the Kinsey Institute's Juried Art Show opening, a familiar face looks out over the crowd. A slender figure draped in rich gold cloth with a distinctive blue turban adorning the head and a single pearl earring dangling from the left ear. This is Johan Vermeer's Girl with the Pearl Earring. Or is it? Upon closer inspection, the viewer realizes that the figure in the picture has a beard.
Well, I've always been interested in this idea that art history is like a cyclical process and that images keep coming up. And I've always been really interested in identity and this idea of non-binary identity, so not being completely male or completely female.
Photographer Nikki Grandgruth's interest in art influencing art and what she calls fluid gender identity led her to collaborate with fellow artist James Kinzer in recreating Girl with the Pearl Earring. I met up with them in Chicago to talk about their work. The picture on display at the Kinsey Juried Art Show is one of a series that Nikki and James are working on. They have also recreated iconic works by Manet, Botticelli, and Engels, all with James posing as the female subject. James's build is perfect for this project, at once both feminine with a lithe, graceful body, and masculine with a beard, close-cropped hair, and an angular jaw. But as Nikki points out, there is also a little bit of gender role-bending going on behind the camera.
And they're paintings that are done by males. So there's this interesting relationship between artist and subject that we've kind of reversed. So I being a female photographer and James being the male-female subject is something that's a consistent theme through all of the work.
Recreating art historical paintings for a photograph is a pretty intense process. Primarily using her apartment as a studio, Nikki employs all natural light to create lighting like that in the original work. Not an easy task considering the original artists could manipulate the light in their paintings at will. James is in charge of costuming. He says knowing what fabric to use is almost instinctual.
Having gone to the fabric store for years, there's this kind of gut feeling that you get when you touch or you see a particular fabric. And although it might not be the perfect color or it might not be the direct reinterpretation of it, it's the piece of fabric to use.
James says he's very attentive to the texture and weight, especially how the cloth drapes and lays. He also calls upon his experience as a performing artist to study and mimic the postures of the women in the original paintings. However, labeling the photographs as recreations doesn't really do Nikki and James's work justice. Nikki says they deliberately play with the art historical pictures they're referencing. One way they accomplish this is by doing away with the traditional passive subject.
And one thing that's been really important is making sure that in the photographs, James is not playing that passive role, but he has a dominant role. So in the posing, it's not exactly what it is in the art historical painting, and it's largely because of that concern.
That dominance can be achieved in surprisingly simple ways, subtly tilting James's chin up or by having him look more directly at the camera, confronting the viewer. Both Nikki and James acknowledge their pieces are considered taboo by many. However, that tabooness made the Kinsey Art Show an obvious venue for their Girl with a Pearl Earring, the first in this series of works to be shown. Kinsey Institute Associate Curator Gary Milius says the Institute intended the Juried Art Show to provide a place for artwork that other museums and galleries would be reluctant displaying. As it turns out, the Kinsey Institute has a long history of supporting art. Alfred Kinsey himself started the permanent collection, and Milius says that although Kinsey wasn't a patron in the typical sense of the word, he supported art for his own unique reasons.
And he wasn't necessarily really that interested in art as art. What I think he actually always referred to the collection as visual data because he thought it was a great way of looking at how people thought about sex, was to see how they were depicting it. And so that's what I think he would find really fascinating about this particular show is looking at how these contemporary artists are thinking about sex and thinking about their own personal issues and then turning it into artworks.
The show is also a way for the Kinsey Institute to connect with contemporary artists like Nikki and James. Their Girl with a Pearl Earring was the piece chosen for the promotional posters because, as Gary says, the work deals with gender and sexuality, which is what the Juried Art Show is supposed to be about, making Nikki and James's piece perfect for promotional items, among other reasons.
Honestly, one of the problems we have promoting the show a lot of times is sometimes the artworks are a little too explicit to put in a poster that's going to be out in the public. And so we're always happy when this beautiful, striking piece, which has a fully clothed person, is available for promotional material.
As Nikki and James talk about the logistics for their next picture, James pauses to emphasize to me that what they're doing is truly their own.
But I think the key thing about it is what makes the distinction between simply reproducing the work versus what we're doing is reinterpreting the work and layering things on top of it.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Ariana Prothero.
You can see more of Nikki Grangris' photography in an art exhibit opening at the Kinsey Institute in the fall. In the meantime, find links to the Kinsey Institute's Juried Art Show at wfiu.org/artworks.
Let loose the horses.